And appoints the rabbi as a shliach to sell the chametz to the non-Jew for them. Some people misunderstand. They think they're selling all the chametz to the rabbi. This is not the case. The Balabatim signed what's called the Shtar HaShoah. It means a minu shliach. Shtar HaShoah means a minu shliach. We all appoint the rabbi as our shliach to sell the chametz on our behalf. That's why it's not right to be the eager beaver to come to the rabbi on Purim and say, I appoint you as my shliach to sell the chametz. You're going to buy more chametz after Purim, before Pesach. So you can't appoint a rabbi as a shliach to sell a dovah shlobo liyolam. The Gemara says in Nozir on Daf Yud Beis that you cannot appoint a shliach on a dovah shlobo liyolam. The Gemara's expression is, milsa de'ihul ha-motzi ovid, a matter that I myself can't do, shliach le-motzi mashvi. Cannot appoint a shliach on a dovah shlobo liyolam. So you should really wait till after you buy all of the chametz that you're going to buy before Pesach, and then appoint the rabbi as the shliach to sell the chametz for you. Then the rabbi sells all of the chametz to the non-Jew. Exactly how do you make a kinyan when you're selling metaltalim? When you sell metaltalim to a Jew, what kinyan do you make? And when you sell metaltalim to a non-Jew, what kinyan do you make? So the mechiras chametz is patterned after mechiras behema hamavakeres. That's in the... Originally, years ago, there used to be a lot of Jews who were farmers. And if the cow is about to give birth for the first time, there's a 50-50 chance it may have a zocher. As a zocher, has kedushas b'chor behema Torah. So you're not allowed to shecht it chutz lebeis hamikdash till it gets a mum. You're not allowed to make the mum, so that could take years and years till the mum develops on its own. So the Tosfos writes in the beginning of Pchoras on the Gimel Amud Beis that the practice would be, we recommend it, that you should sell the behema hamavakeres. You're not really interested in having a non-Jewish shutta if you want to own the farm all by yourself. But for the purposes of becoming potter from the whole din of b'chor behema Torah, because it's a hardship, it's going to be a problem. You're not allowed to get hanoya. You're not allowed to use the behema Torah. There's an isa me'ilo. It's kachim kalim, so it doesn't have the full din of me'ilo, but it's le'nenim v'lo me'ilim. Kachim kalim, there's no me'ilo. Because it's not kotche Hashem, kotche ma'am yichodim l'Hashem, but there is an iser. Iser is a machlekes. So we're showing whether the iser me'ila is the raisa, the rabbanan on kotchim kalim. When it says in the Mishnah, loy nenim v'loy moylim, you're not allowed to get hanoah from the kotchim kalim, but if you did get hanoah, you're not chayef to bring Hashem me'ilas. So that's a big machlekes whether loy nenim is the raisa, the rabbanan. But whatever it is, you're not allowed to get hanoah. From the you can't shecht it b'chutz, so it's going to be a problem. So the Baalei HaTosfos instituted such a practice that you sell the behema hamavakeres. So the Gemara has on the first daf and the second perek in Pchoris, the Gemara says v'chisim keremim kala misecha okona miyada misecha al tonu isha sochiv. So the Gemara says okona miyada misecha means la misecha b'chodu ulakam b'chodu. Whatever kinyan works when a Jew is selling to another Jew, the opposite kinyan will work if a Jew is selling to a non-Jew. So which is the kinyan that works when a Jew is selling to another Jew? So that's Machleg Zabyechan and Reish Lakish and Perek HaZohov in the fourth Perek in Bob Metzia. So Rabbi Yechanan holds Dvar Torah Mois Koinus. That Min HaTorah, if you pay for the Metaltalim, you Koine, and Mishich and Hakbo is only Midi Rabbanim. Chotzer al pi pashtus is their raisa, but mishichan hakbo is only midi rabban. And Reish Lakish holds the reverse. Reish Lakish holds mishichan mefureshes min haTorah. And since it says akona miyad amisecha davra nikta miyad liyad, and it's talking about metaltalim, akona al tonu isha sochiv. The whole institution of only applies to metaltalim. There's no eino no ala karkos. That's a mishnah in the end of Perek HaZohar. So the pasuk is talking about metaltalim, and it says akona miyad amisecha. If you do Meshicha and you do Hagboa, it's Koine Menatorah. So that's a Machloikis, Abyechon, and Reish Lakish. Which Kenyan works Menatorah if a Jew is selling to another Jew? Whichever Kenyan works Menatorah, when you're selling to a Nachri, it'll be the opposite Kenyan. La Mesecha Bechada, Ulaka Mechada is the opposite Kenyan. So the question is, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yechon, and do we paskin like Reish Lakish? So the Gemara says in Yevamos, and Daf Lamed Vav, I think, the Gemara in Yevamos says, and whenever there's a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was a student of Rabbi Yochanan. That was Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim, Talmidim of Rabbi Yudah Anasi. So in that generation, the klal was Ein Halacha K'Talmid B'Mokam Harav. You always pass like the Rebbe, not like the Talmud. The Rebbe had more traditions than the Talmud. But the Gemara says there are three exceptions to the rule where the din is like Rish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. This is not mentioned as one of them. Rava says the klal. Rava says, Halach is always like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases. This is not one of the three. So that's what leads the Rabbi Natam to say that the din is like Rabbi Yochanan, that Dvar Torah Mois Koinos, if a Jew sells to a Jew, the way to be Koinon the Metalklim is by paying the money. And if you're selling to a goy, you have to have Mishicha or Hagboah. No, Mishicha or Hagboah. The rabbi is selling the chametz from 500 families in the community. So the goy is going to go and make a Mishicha and Hagboah on everybody's chametz. It'll take forever. The 500 families, it'll take forever. That's what the Rabbi Natam holds. And Rashi says, no, that even though Rabbi didn't mention there in Yevamos, Daf Lamed Vav, he didn't mention this case, but Rabbi here in Bav Metzia says, Rabbi says that there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, in the end of Parshas Vayikra, and there's a Tosefta in Me'ila that support Rish Lakish's Shita. So Rashi holds, if Rabbi says Kroa Masnita Mesayle Rish Lakish, there's a pasuk, the Diokah pasuk is like Rish Lakish, and there's a Tosefta in Me'ila like Rish Lakish, then what he's Rashi learns about Rabbi saying is that the din is like Rish Lakish. So Rashi paskins like Rish Lakish. The Dvar Torah Mois Koinos, if both parties are Jewish, sell to a goy, again, Meshicha is Koina, we sell to a goy, then Mois are Koinos. So if you hold like Rashi, there's no problem. The goy should pay all of the money, yeah, but he doesn't pay all the money. He pays the value of all of the chametz. He pays part of the money, he doesn't pay all the money. That's also a question. It's also a question. Mois Koinos, Karkas niknas bekesef. How come karkas niknas bekesef and metaltalim is nikdim b'moes? How come they changed the lashon? Karkas niknas bekesef shtar or bechazoka. That's a mishnah. So that's called kesef. And metaltalim, according to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah moes kainis, and according to Reish Lakish, mishicha is mefureshes, but you sell to a goy moes kainis. Why is it called moes? Why isn't it called kesef? So Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole fantastic shiur, which Rav Lezer Shach has in his sefer, word for word, letter for letter, the exact same thing, on the same Rambam's, everything exactly the same. They all chew the same tobacco, they all say, he learned by Rav Elva LeSoloveitchik, so a lot of times they have exactly the same thing. So he says, what he said was that, Karkas Niknas Bekesef, I have a building across the street that's worth $15 million. I can sell it to you Bekesef with Bepruta. You give me one pruta, you kind of karka's nicknames, but pruta, b'shava pruta, you kind of the whole karka. You have to pay the $15 million, that's the dvei hamekach, but your karka's nicknames, b'kesef. Metaltalim ha'niknem in mois, mois means dvei hamekach. You have to pay the full amount. If you don't pay the full amount, that's not called mois. You'll only be partially. So that's an issue today. How exactly are you supposed to do the mechiras chametz? So the Mishnah Berurah tells you, look in the Tzoyis HaChoshen and the Nesivis and Choshen Mishpat. They worked out a whole system where we make six different kinyonim, because each kinyon has a suffix whether it works. So we make chalipin. How do you make chalipin? So a lot of the people make a mistake. When the Balabatim, when the 500 families authorize the rabbi to serve as their shaliach to sell a chametz for them, so the rabbi gives a handkerchief to the balabos. In exchange for which the Balabot gives the power of attorney, he gives the Koyach HaShlichas to the rabbi. The Rambam in Hilchas Mechira writes that when you appoint a shliach to give a get, or you appoint a shliach to sell a house or something, Mikar Adin, there's no need for a kinyan chalipin. You don't need any kinyan. And even if you do it, it accomplishes nothing. So it really sounds like it's ridiculous. That's why they say the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, when they used to ask the rabbi to sell the chametz for them, they didn't bother to make the Kabbalah's kinyan because they thought it's a minik shtus. Because the Rambam says that it doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Soloveitchik was a big stickler on this. He said, no, you have to make the kinyan chalipim because the Rambam knocks sense into it. In the first halacha, the Rambam says that it doesn't mean anything. But then the Rambam explains what it's all about. So the Rambam did defend the minik. He explained what it is. So the minig is that whenever you appoint, let's say, a man wants to divorce his wife, Ayyadei Shaliach, so he gives the get to the Shaliach, and then the Shaliach gives the husband a handkerchief in exchange for which the husband gives the power of Shlichas to the Shaliach. That's it that the Rambam says. The minig is when you appoint the Shaliach, you give a handkerchief. So the rabbi gives a handkerchief to the 500 Balabatim that they should give him the power of Shlichas. So some of the rabbis make a mistake when they sell a chametz to the goy, so they give the handkerchief to the goy. They're not supposed to give the handkerchief to the goy. The goy is supposed to give his handkerchief to the rabbi. The Gemara in the end of in the middle of Perek HaZahav in Bav Metzia has a machlokes Rabbi Levi when you make a kinyan chalipin, is it bekelav shel kona, bekelav shel makna? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's bekelav shel kona. The one who's kona has to give the handkerchief. So the goy is acquiring the chametz, so he has to give his handkerchief to the rabbi. When the rabbi is acquiring from the 500 balabatim the power of shlichas, he's acquiring the power of attorney to represent them in selling the chametz on their behalf. So the rabbi is the kohen. So the rabbi gives the handkerchief to the balabas. But when the rabbi is selling the chametz to the nochri, so the nochri is the kohen. So the nochri has to give his handkerchief. So we make a kenya chalipin. When the rabbi is selling the chametz to the goy, he makes a kinyan chalipin, the goy gives his suda. But chalipin is a machlokes. Some rishonim hold the ritva and the shachol, that chalipin doesn't work by a nochri, because the whole institution of chalipin is based on the pasuk in Megillas Rus, and says, "V'zos lefanu b'Yisrael, alagula v'alatmor l'kaim kaldov v'shalav v'shnalav v'nasim l'reyeh." So since it says, "V'zos lefanu b'Yisrael," this was the nig among the Jews, so the Diyok HaLashon sounds like chalipin only works if all the parties are Jewish. One of them is non-Jew, it doesn't work. So that's questionable whether the chalipin is good. Then we have the Nochri will pay full amount. He'll pay the whole cash for all of the metal. Even if he pays $100, let's say, I'm selling $100 worth of chametz, the guy's going to give me $100. According to Rashi, my problem is solved. Rashi paskins like Rish Lakish, because Rava said there in Perek HaZov, Kro o masnita misayle le Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds Meshicha and Hagbo, workmen at Torah. Well, both parties are Jewish. When the other party is a non-Jew, so then Lamisecha b'chada, Laka b'chada, the other Kenyan works, then Mois will work. So according to Rashi, all the problems are solved. The goy pays $100 and he's kinda. But we don't really hold like Rashi. We hold like the Rabbi and Tam, that Mois doesn't solve the whole problem. So we'll make a Kenya Chotzer. How do you make a Kenya Chotzer? So the goy has to rent the location where the chametz is located. So when the 500 balabatim authorize the rabbi to act as a harshah, they authorize the rabbi to act as their shaliach, they act as their shaliach to sell a chametz and to rent the apartment, the room where the chametz is located. Why do you want to rent the room? You rent the room to the goy, so the goy will be able to be kind of with the kinyan chotzer, the chametz that's in that room. So that's the third kinyan. We rent the room and we makna the chametz to the goy via a kinyan chotzer. Kinyan chotzer is a kinyan deraisa, no question about that. But one of the achrayim, Diktzai Sachoshin, quotes from the Nachal HaShiva. Nachal HaShiva is a sefer on shtoris. The Nachal HaShiva has a tshuva from the Birchas HaZevach. Birchas HaZevach was Rabbi Shmuel Kaidenover. He wrote a sefer Birchas HaZevach on Kotchim. The people who learn Zvachim HaMenach use the Birchas HaZevach. So the Birchas HaZevach has a tshuva. He says that since Chotzer is mitam shlucha Yisraboy, so Chotzer is not kind of for a goy, because ain't shlichas la'akum. So the Ktzai Sechoshin says that it's ridiculous. It's against Gemara's and the end of Avodah Zarah. Gemara says if you're selling wine to a non-Jew, make sure you deliver the wine in the chotzer of the non-Jew, so he's kind of the wine with the kinyan chotzer. The wine is metaltalim. The goy will be kind of with the kinyan chotzer, because if the goy will handle the wine, he'll stick his fingers into the wine before he's kind of it, then he already made it osa ba'anoa, maga nochri, as is the wine osa ba'anoa, then you're not allowed to charge money to the goy. Then you're selling in suri ha'anoa. So Gemara says, make sure the goy is kind of the wine with the kinyan chotzer before he touches it, otherwise you're going to have a problem. So the Gemara is beferish that chotzer works, but because the Birchas HaZevach wrote such a tshuva, so that's why we're choshish that we do another three kinyanim. Not so sure about the chalipin, because the ritva and the shachol chalipin doesn't work by nochri. Not so sure about the mois, because there have been a Tom Paskins against Rashi. We're not so sure about the chotzer, because the Birchas HaZevach said, Hashver Birchas HaZevach, he says the chotzer doesn't work. I don't hear.
Doesn't the either the mantra has to be next to the chotzer, or it needs to be guarded somewhere?
No, chotzer mishtameres. When there's das acheres makde, you don't even need mishtameres. Yeah, but it is a chotzer mishtameres. No one else could come into the chotzer. All the chametz is in my kitchen in the cabinet, so it's mishtameres. No one else can take it. Yeah, that's not a problem.
When they do the kinyan mos, the goy really gives the whole value of everything they're selling?
No, he doesn't give the value. He gives part of the value, and then the rest we do as a kifas milveh. accepts upon himself that he owes the remainder of the money, not b'toras d'mei mekach. That's a Mishnayis like that in Shviyas. There is Shviyas Mishameta says Hamilve. When Shemitah comes to a close, Tavshinayin Hei, Shnas HaShemitah. Now when Shemitah comes to a close, Rosh Hashanah Tavshinayin Vav, so all the Halvoas are canceled. But it only cancels Halvoas. What if I owed money to the butcher and to the grocer? I owed him money. So Dmei HaMekach is not canceled when Shemitah comes to an end. Unless I did is Kifas Milva. Kifas Milva means the old debt was paid up by my accepting upon myself a new debt. I owe him $1,000. Say the chums is worth $1,000. I only gave him $10. The goy only gives the rabbi $10, and then the rabbi says, "I want you to owe me the remaining $990, not as the mehamekach, but as a chob stam." So that's called skifas milva. How exactly it works is a question, but that's what it's all about. The old debt is no longer present; it becomes a chob stam. So if I owed money to the butcher and to the grocer, so Shemitah doesn't cancel that. But if he did as a kivas melva, I no longer owe the money as a demei hamekach. I owe the money as a chob stam. The chob stam will be canceled when Shemitah comes to an end. So here also, the goy pays $10 and he says the remaining $990 should be a chob stam. Even if he never pays it, the mechira shouldn't fall through. Let's say I buy an automobile for you of $10,000, and I'm going to pay on installments. And I don't live so long to pay the full $10,000. I can't pay all the money at the end. So it's the Glod Muslim Afreya, the automobile never belonged to me. Whenever I never pay, I made a Kenyan Mashiach on the automobile. I drove away with it. I made a Kenyan Chalipan on the automobile. Whatever Kenyan, it belongs to me. But it's all on the condition, on the understanding that I'm going to pay the Hamekach. If in the end I never pay the whole Dmei HaMekach, it's the glowing Milson HaMafriah, never belonged to me. Unless we made it as a Kifas Milva, unless we said, I no longer owe you the $10,000 for the automobile as the Dmei HaMekach, it's a Chov Stam, so there's no longer any Dmei HaMekach outstanding. So then the Kinyan cannot be canceled. So even according to, if you want to do like Rashi, that Dvar Torah Mois Koin is by a Goy, because by Yisrael, Mashiachim HaFuresh is Ben HaTorah, Rashi Paskins like Rish Lokish, because Rabbi said, "Kro masnita masayle the Rish Lokish," so you can see to it, you can arrange it that the $10 that the guy pays the rabbi is the whole Dmei HaMekach. He'll pay $10, and then he'll say the rest should be zikif hasmilva. So he no longer owes a penny for the Dmei HaMekach. So according to Rashi, that would solve the problem.
So why do we shmita afterwards? Shouldn't the rabbi just be like mokal v'ala or something? Like after Pesach.
No, Shemitah was a different din. I said Shemitah cancels Halvoes or Chob Stam. Shemitah doesn't cancel Dmei HaMekach. If I owe money to the grocer, Shemitah doesn't cancel. Unless I made a deal with the grocer of Zekif HaSmilvin. I say, I owe the grocer $500. I say, I no longer owe you $500 for Dmei HaMekach. I owe you as a Chob Stam. If you converted the Dmei HaMekach into a Chob Stam, exactly how do you do that? That's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. So then Shemitah will cancel it, because Shemitah only cancels Halvoas or Chob Stam. So similarly over here, whenever I sell you merchandise, and you made a Kinyan on the merchandise, you made a Chazok on the Karak, you made a Chalipin on the Metaltalim, so you can pay whenever you have a chance. Let's say 50 years go by, you never paid. So it comes out of Gloy and Muslim Afrey, you never acquired ownership of the thing. If in the end of the days you never paid the Dmei HaMekach, whatever the Dmei HaMekach is supposed to be, the Halacha says that you're not Koina. So that's why we always do as Kifas Milva.
Right, so after Pesach, is the
Chametz
ours again?
The rabbi has to buy back from the Goy. It doesn't become automatically back ours.
So after Pesach, he cancels the Halva.
He did his kifas milva, so the guy paid for all of the chametz, and it belongs to the guy, even if he never pays the rest, because he only owes the rest as his kifas milva. He doesn't owe the rest as the Dmei HaMekach. Now the rabbi wants to buy it back from the guy, because his balabatim want to eat the chametz, they don't want to steal from the non-Jew. So the rabbi has to buy it back.
How does the rabbi buy it back without paying the full amount?
That's not a problem, as long as the guy doesn't care. So he gives his permission. I give him $20, and he says, okay, everybody can eat all the chametz. So either the chametz is ours, or the chametz is not ours, but he gave his permission to do whatever we want with it. He doesn't care.
And what happens? Does he pass the Rabbi Mocha?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
automatic, right? He has to be
mochel. Right, he has to go. Are you interested in paying all the rest of the money that you accepted upon yourself? So the guy says yes, okay. The guy says he wants to pay the rest. He has to pay the rest, and it's all his chametz. Usually he's not interested.
So practically the way we do the kibbutz milveh, you just can say it, and that works that way? Or do you have to do a kinyan for the kibbutz milveh?
You don't need a kinyan. Shulchan Aruch, the Ramon, Hilchus Prusbul. The Ramon, Hilchus Prusbul, tells you how to make his kibbutz milveh. So he says, when we had little children, so we used to send children to the local grocery, so we were afraid to send money with them, they're going to lose the money. So the grocer would mark down, the shechters owe them $25 today. Next week we owe them again $13. Next week we owe them $10, but every week. Then the grocer would add everything up and write it in a new notebook. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, when the grocer adds everything up, and he writes Sach HaKol, we owe him so much money, that's the equivalent of his Kifas Milveh. When he just keeps all the records separately, 1 week I owed him $25, 1 week $13, 1 week $10, and so on, that's the Dmei HaMekach. When he adds it all up and he writes a sum total, that's considered as Kifas Milveh. Why is that so? Is a good question. How does that become? How did that pay up the old debt, and how does it become a new debt? Is a good question.
If you don't own something, can you pay all the installments? Say you have a mortgage for 30 years, and somebody's coming to take your house, and like, oh, it's not yours, you haven't finished paying for it. If the house isn't yours until you finish paying for it 30 years later. So
no, we assume the house is mine on the assumption that he probably is going to pay all the money. If in the end it turns out that he never paid all the Dmei HaMekach, then we declare all along it never belonged to him. But he made a kinyan originally. So the kinyan is, every kinyan on Karka Metaltalim is always ala tanai, that he's going to ultimately pay the whole Dmei HaMekach, or the Dmei HaMekach will be taken care of. If he made his kifas milveh, so the Dmei HaMekach was taken care of. So he owes him a chov stam, so the chov stam is not going to cancel. Just because it doesn't pay a chov stam, doesn't cancel the Mekach. Well, whenever you kind of Karka, b'shtar, b'chazoke, b'chalipin, whatever, it belongs to you right away, ala tanai, on the condition that ultimately the Dmei HaMekach will be paid. So then we do another three kinyon. So we make a kinyon according to Dina de Machusa, according to the law of New Jersey or New York, wherever you're selling. So according to Dina de Machusa, a kinyon on metaltalim can take effect without any maisi kinyon at all, just orally. Kinyon on karka, you have to have it written down. Kinyan on metaltalim, you don't even need it written down, and there's no need for a maisa kinyan. So according to Dina de Machusa, the chametz is sold to the non-Jew. So why don't you just do Dina de Machusa? So what do you have to make all the first kinyanim for? So some of the achronim have a machlokes in Chosh Mishpat, where the kinyan that's done through Dina de Machusa, does that work min HaTorah, does it only work min the Rabbanon? Some achronim hold that it only works mid the Rabbanon. If it only works mid the Rabbanon, then there's a further question. How does the kinyan, the Rabbanah, work? It's based on hefker, bezna hefker. So that's a question. Hefker, bezna hefker means bezna has the ability to make hefker. The jacket that I thought was mine, the bezna declares it's hefker, it doesn't belong to me. But can they declare that the jacket that belongs to me now belongs to you? Can they do that? When you make a kinyan, the Rabbanah, with dina the machus dina, that makes that the chametz belongs to the non-Jew? That's a question. Whether hefker bezna hefker, they can. The Gemara is beferish that they can. That's a machlekes whether hefker bezna hefker works mideraisa to be makna lachem. Maybe minatar it only works to be mafke. Here they're not interested in being mafke. Here they say midirabbanon. We made a kinyan kifidina de machusa, and some achronim hold kinyan kifidina de machusa is only midirabbanon. So some hold kinyanim de rabbanon. They're all based on hefker bezna hefker. The Bez never declared that it's Hefka. They declared that the Chometz belongs to the Goy now. So that's only Midirabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, they don't have that power. So somehow you didn't solve your problem of Bayimotzi on the level of the Raisa. Pardon me? That's a big dispute in Achrayim, whether the Bittl takes effect on the Chometz that you sell to the non-Jew. The Pashto said there's a... The Gemara says, "Aboidik tzoch shei batel." Right after you finish bedikas chametz, you have to be mevatel chametz. So, what does it mean, bitl? What the Gemara says, "Ben Atorah, the bitl be al masagi." Once you mevatel chametz, there's no problem about your rabbi matzah. Why? How does bitl help? So, that's a big machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and we're machmer for the both opinions. So, Tosfos says bitl means hefker. That one is only in violation of bal yirah bay matzah. Leirah lachachamis, leirah lachasor. If it's shalcha, If it belongs to me, if the chametz is hefker and sitting in my house, the Tosfos says I'm not in violation of Bal Yerah by Matzei. So bittul means I'm mafke the chametz, so it's not mine. And Rashi does not hold like Tosfos. Rashi holds that bittul is not hefker. Bittul is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of tashbisu. I can either do tashbisu, destroy the chametz, or I can make an oral declaration that's a fulfillment of tashbisu. The Unkelitz writes, the Targum Unkelitz writes on the word tashbisu, tevatlun. So it sounds from the Targum Unkelitz as if the declaration, the oral declaration, I'm a vatl chametz, all the chametz should be bottled, ka'afra di'ara, the chametz should be bottled like dust of the earth. What do you mean dust of the earth? I don't eat the dust on the earth, and I don't do business with the dust of the earth. I don't sell it to anybody. I don't get any pleasure from it. It's useless. So we say both. We say libatal ka'afra di'ara. I don't plan to eat it, I don't plan to use it, but lehevi hefker. Let it be hefker also, because according to Rashi, you're not supposed to be mafkerit, you're supposed to be mevatle, declare. His kima daita le da'as ha-Torah. Torah says it's also bachilo, also bano. You're supposed to make an oral declaration that you're going to follow what it says in the Chumash, not to gain any benefit from it and not to eat it. So you say lebatle kafra dar. And then according to Tosfos, that has accomplished nothing. Bitl is meaningless. So Tosfos says, no, bitl means that you made it hefker. So we do both. We do both, yeah. So how do we get involved in this? So the question is, does it make sense? You mevatel the chometz that you sell to the goy. According to Tosfos, bitl means you made it hefker. You're not making it hefker, you're selling it to the goy. You mafke whatever chometz you're not aware of. But the chometz that the rabbi's selling to the goy, you didn't make it hefker, otherwise you wouldn't be able to sell it. And then, according to Rashi, bitl means libatel kafra di'ara. The Ran on the Rif explains his kima daita l'das ha-Torah. He says, I don't plan to eat it, I don't plan to gain any benefit from it, I'm not going to use it at all. Just like the Torah says, osa b'achila, osa b'hano. What do you mean, not going to gain any benefit? But he's selling it to the guy. So the selling to the guy makes it clear that he was never mevatel this chum. That's why it's very problematic that some achrenim say that when you mevatel a chomet, so the whole mechira is only needed midirabon. What do you mean? If you're selling the chomet to the guy, you're declaring that you were never mevatel it. The bitl didn't affect it. You planned to sell. 99% of the chomet is going to sell to the guy. 1% of the chomet you're going to burn. 99% you're going to sell to the guy. So it's clear and obvious that on the 99% you plan to sell to the goy, you were never mevatel in the first place. However you understand bitl, if you understand bitl like Tosfos, it means hefker, so you weren't mafkerit, you're selling it to, you plan to sell 99% to the non-Jew. And if bitl means his kima daita the das ha-Torah, he's libatel kafra d'ara, he's selling it, he's going to make money on it. He's not treating it like afra d'alma. So that's problematic. The pashta says that you're not mevatel chametz that you sell to the goy. This is that there is no bitl on it. So we make a fourth kinyan. We say the kinyan on the chomet should take effect according to the din of the machusa, which should have solved the whole problem. But because some achronim hold that a kinyan kifi din of the machusa only works mid the rabbanon, and there are those who hold that a kinyan the rabbanon, all kinyanim the rabbanon are based on hefker bezna hefker. Hefker bezna hefker works even lahaknas lacherim. That's mefurish in the Gemara. But many achronim hold that lahaknas lacherim that only works mid the rabbanon. It doesn't work menatorah. So it doesn't work menatorah. So menatorah, the chometz is still mine.
But the hefker part of it is menatorah.
If he would have been mafkerit, but the bezin wasn't mafkerit. The bezin said the chometz should now belong to the non-Jew. They didn't say the chometz should be hefker. They said the chometz should belong to the non-Jew. So that only works with the rabbanim. Menatorah still belongs to the Jew. The some achrenim say no. They're taking out of my rishus that works menatorah, and they're putting into the rishus of the goy. That part only works with the rabbanim. But the first step does work. That's what you're arguing. And others say no. But they never said they're taking it out of my rishus. They're only taking it out of my rishus to the extent of giving it into the rishus of the goy. So the goy's acquiring ownership only works with the rabbanon. So I never left my rishus. So I'll still be in violation of Bal Yerah by Motzi. So that's the question, whether the kinyan kefidin and the machusa solves the problem or not. So that's why we make another kinyan. The Gemara has in Perek Ezeo Neshech, Gemara has a kinyan that's known as Situmta. Situmta means a kinyan kifi minig hamedina. So the Gemara, in the days of the Gemara, they used to have it like this, when they would be selling barrels of wine or barrels of beer to someone else, so you have to make a kinyan hakboa, pick up the barrel of beer, make a kinyan chalipa and whatever. So they had a minig, they would write the customer's name on top. This barrel was sold to Yankel and it belongs to Yankel. So if that's a minig hamedina, that you write down the name of the customer on top of the barrel, and that's it. After he write his name down, that constitutes a kinyan, kifi, minigam dina, That's called kinyan situmta. So in Europe, there used to be a practice, and still in America, the practice is still in certain areas that when you shake hands with a customer, a handshake constitutes a kinyan. Diamonds, usually that's the case. When you shake hands, so they say mazel and bracha, that's the kinyan. So the Chasam Sofer, so the minhag used to be that they would shake hands with the guy who's buying the chametz, and they say he should acquire the chametz according to the minhag hamdina, the kinyan kif him minhag hamdina of shaking hands. So that solves the whole problem. So again, the same issue. The Achreinim have a machlekes where they see tumto. When you kind of something kifi minhag hamdina, does that work minatar midirabbanan? So they say, half of the Achreinim hold that only works midirabbanan. If it only works midirabbanan, it's based on hefke bezna hefke. And then there's a further machlekes. Hefke bezna hefke works lahaknas lacherim, but the nesivis and many Achreinim hold that that part only works midirabbanan. Minatar doesn't work. So minatar the chometz is still mine. So a kinyan the Rabbanon is not moil to avoid violation of a Bal Yeroi Deraisa.
What's the difference between the
Dina de Malchus and Dina de Malchus means whatever the government declares as the law is a kinyan, and then Kifi Minigam Dina, whatever the minig is, even though it's not on the law books. So there are those who hold that kinyan Kifi Dina de Malchus is Deraisa and Situmta is the Rabbanon. Those who hold Fakert that Situmta is Deraisa and Minigam Dina and kinyan and Dina de Machusa is only with Rabbanan. So because there are those who hold that Dina de Machusa are the Rabbanan, those who hold that Situmta is the Rabbanan, and if the Kinyan is only the Rabbanan, then it's questionable whether it works to avoid violation of Bal Yoreh B'Matzeh. So we did five Kinyanim and we're still not sure that the Goy acquired ownership of the Chametz. So we do a sixth Kinyan. We sell the Chametz to the Goy with a Kinyan Agav. We're renting, we're not selling, we're renting the apartment to the Goy. For the purpose of Kinyan Chotze, you have to rent that room where the Chametz is located, in order that the goy should be kind of with the kinyan chotzer. He rented the room and he's kind of the chametz with the kinyan chotzer. For the purpose of kinyan agav, you don't even need to rent the same room where the chametz is. You can rent a different room, but why should you rent two different rooms? You're going to make six kinyanim. So for one of the kinyanim, namely kinyan chotzer, you have to rent the room where the chametz is located. For the kinyan agav, also you do like that. So you rent, and the Gemara said that's legitimate. A kinyan agav, I can rent a karka, and agav the karka sell metaltalim. It doesn't have to be both renting or both selling. You can rent karka and sell metaltalim. So I rent the room where the chametz is located. I rent my garage, whatever it is. And then agav, the rental of the karka to the non-Jew, I sell the chametz to the non-Jew. That's a kinyan agav. So kinyan agav is learned that from a pasuk. So that should be good. So what's the issue? So there's a Tosfos in Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Aleph, a Tosfos claims that Kinyan Agav is only the Rabbanon. Tosfos has a Kasha and a Gemara, and Tosfos comes up with a Chiddush that Kinyan Agav is only with the Rabbanon. The Pasuk is not a Chumash, the Pasuk is in Divrei HaYomim. So Tosfos holds Divrei term Divrei Kavala Lo Yafinon. The Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim cannot tell me a Din Deraisa. It's only a Kinyan the Rabbanon. So let it be a Kinyan the Rabbanon. So some say if it's a Kinyan the Rabbanon, it's no good to avoid Bal Yoreh B'Matzeh. And others say, maybe it's only a kinyan, the Ktzai says, maybe it's only kinyan the Rabbanon, so they never instituted it, L'tovus Anachri. Maybe they only instituted kinyan Agav, L'tovus Yehudim, L'tovus Yisraelim. That they should acquire ownership of Metaltalim Agav Karka. The Ktzai raises such a possibility. Maybe the Chachamim never instituted kinyan Agav, that a goy should be kind of with the kinyan Agav. So we do six kinyanim, and each kinyan has a pickbook. But there is no sheet in the world who holds that all six are no good. We do a shtar, you can't sell metaltalim with a shtar. The Gemara says, metaltalim lala b'nei mevet shtar nina. So we use the shtar to rent the room. That's a question. How is the goy acquiring the rental of the room? Where the shtar works for karka for a goy. That's also a machleika. So we do kesef and you do shtar.
So Rabbi, how did the
Chassam
Sofer shake that woman's hand?
So the Chassam Sofer used to be makbet to sell a chametz to a non-Jewish woman. Why? Because of the pickbook of the Birchas HaZevach, the Chatzim, Shlucha Yisraboy, Ein Shlichus La'akum. So the Chassam Sofer said, the Gemara says, Chatzim Mitam Shluch, only Chatzim de Gavra. But Chatzim de Itza, Chatzim of a woman is Mitam Yoda Yisraboy. So Chassam Sofer used to make the Kinyan, he used to sell it, he was makbet to sell a chametz to a non-Jewish woman. So Mistama, he shook her hands also. Maybe they were wearing gloves, I don't know. Whatever. It's a good question. How did he shake the hands of the non-Jewish woman? So that's the practice. We make six kinyanim. Because each one of the kinyanim on its own has a pickbook against it. But there's no sheet that holds it, all six are no good. So that's what the achrayim say. What if the rabbi didn't make six kinyanim? What if he only made five? What if he only made four? How far down can you chisel? What if he only did two? Which two? Can you rely by the evid on two? The lechatchila, that's the minute. That you make all the six kinyan.
What's the difference if he's wearing gloves?
The less of an issue of shaking hands with a woman if she's wearing gloves. In Germany, they used to wear gloves on Shabbos because they used to have the practice of shaking hands with all the women after davening Musaf when they went outside. So even though some Achranim say it's best not to wear gloves because you may forget, and Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't wear gloves, you may forget and take off the gloves and carry. So they didn't, they encouraged the women should wear gloves because they used to shake hands with the men. So they said it's better they should wear the gloves and shake hands with the gloves as opposed to without the gloves.
Maybe he did the dead fish.
Okay, whatever. The din is when a sota brings the carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, the mincha sota say need tenufa, and the mincha sota. So you have koyim minyach yara tachos yara bailam meinif. Koyim puts his hands, the isha sota puts her hands under the mincha sota. Koyim puts his hands below hers. So Tosis quotes Tosis and sota quotes Yerushalmi. Isn't that a dova mechur? The kohen is holding his hands under the woman's hands. Is that proper that he's holding an eshes ish's hands? So Yishalmi says you put a shmata in between. Then Yishalmi says hefsek. You can't have a chatzitza. It's not permissible. Yishalmi says you get an old kohen who doesn't have a get a kohen who's 90 years old doesn't have a yetzara for a woman. I'm almost there. I still have a yetzara for a woman. I don't know. Even again, a 90-year-old kohen, it's also a problem. So the Gemara, so the Yishalmi finally answers, she's on death row. She's soon going to drop dead. Or she's going to go back to her husband. So the Yetzirah is not going to be shalom. There are a lot of people standing around. He's not going to start off with the Isha Soit on the Beis HaMikdash. All the Rabbanim are there. The Sanhedrin is there. But the Yishalmi says, the original answer was, put a shmata in between, and that'll solve the problem. He won't be touching a hand. And Yerushalmi says he can't do that because of a chatzitza.
Doesn't Gemara Sotah say that when a hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef, you're still going to need
a separation
between the men and the women. So you still see that in
the Zman
of
even Limoisa Mashiach, at a hesped,
right.
Still going to be so a Yetzirah. Yetzirah does his job right, better than we do. Yeah.
How's the Yerushalmi's answer? Good answer. I'll be that Gemara in Sukkot.
Okay. I don't know. Under this, that's the halacha. The halacha requires. The Yerushalmi says, under the circumstances, you got no choice. So that's our practice. We do mechiras chametz. You appoint the rabbi as the shlich to sell chametz. So more correct is the balabatim shouldn't appoint the rabbi till after they bought all the chametz that they're going to buy. What if they bought another box of Cheerios? Then they have half a box left over. So how can they appoint him? How can they appoint him as a shlich on Purim to sell the dovish lo bo le'olam? So really, strictly speaking, it's a major problem. So on that daf, in Nazir, daf Yud Beis, there's a Meiri has a Chiddush, but Meiri always has big Chiddushim that are just not accepted. The Meiri has a Chiddush, he says, you can't appoint a Shliach on a Dovah Shal Baleon unless he says so explicitly. I give a ring to a Shliach and I say, get me a Kala, whoever you think is good, and I didn't say whom. Then he goes and he's Mekadosh HaGiyoris, who converted after I gave him the ring. So the Giyoris was a Dovah Shal Baleon, she wasn't available. Or he's Mekadosh HaNeshes Ish, whose husband died after I appointed him as a shliach. So the Meiri learns that it's an umdana. Milsa dia la motzi ova shalich la motzi mashvi. It's an umdana he probably didn't mean on a dovish la baliyol. But if he says explicitly, I appoint you as a shlech to sell a chomis that I'm going to buy also, according to the Meiri it would be good. But none of the Rishonim agree with the Meiri. Usually the Rishonim do not agree with the Meiri. That's the Rav's observation. We'd always be upset why the students used to bother him with Meiris. He used to always scream, will you stop bothering me with your Meiris? Meiri always has odd opinions, always different from everybody else.
Didn't he say that's one of the
Yeah, that's not an issue of Dosh Lavali Yolam. Okay. It's a question, what does it mean? Migad is Katsoi. So some Rishonim say, because he probably didn't have in mind. But if he said Beferish, I plan to move the candlestick after the flame goes out, so then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you wouldn't say Migad is Katsoi. Okay. Some Rishonim say that the whole din of Migad is Katsoi is not a din, It's not that Ben Ashmash is his kaveh. It's an umdenadar. He probably didn't have a mind to use it. But if he says Beferish he wants to use it, then you don't say Migras Kansai. But he was talking about Dovish Labali Yalom.
The
Migras Katsoi is a real din. Whatever was Muktzah Ben Ashmash is his kaveh, the dinim of Shabbos. That's the oyser. Ben Ashmash is Satchilus Hayom is the oyser. There's a din of Migu. Hol v'ishtarya, ishtarya, there's a din the reverse also. If something was not muktzah ben hashmashah, so it can't become muktzah in the middle of Shabbos. Certain cases.
Wasn't Rabbi Smelter a big fan of Meiri?
He wasn't a big fan. He published the Ksav Yad on Bob Metzia. Yeah, he wasn't a fan. I don't think so.
Is it considered that Davish Labalom, if it existed, you didn't
know it? Also Davish Labalom, right. The Gemara says, if I give a ring to a girl who's not Jewish, but she's in the process of converting, and I say Hariyam Mekadeshes Li Lachashet His Gairi, so that's a machlekes a man a chacham whether you can make a kiddushin on a davish lo bali yalom. There are two kinds of davish lo bali yalom. One is what mamish doesn't exist. The peiros that are going to grow in shnas tavshin ayin hay, they didn't grow yet. Or I sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm negotiating to buy the Brooklyn Bridge. So if I ever succeed in buying it, I'm selling it to you. You'll never succeed in negotiating. I have an in with the governor. So with the mayor, whoever is in charge of selling the Brooklyn Bridge. I sell you the Brooklyn Bridge if I ever acquire ownership. So that's also called Dovish Labalion, because it doesn't belong to me now. You should really appoint the rabbi as the shliach after you've already bought everything that you plan to sell. Really, it's not right to appoint them as a shliach if you're still going to buy more chametz. Right? What if the Eved? You bought more chametz after you appointed the rabbi. So the rabbi, so the minu shlichas really couldn't take effect on the Dovish Labali Yodim. So we assume that the rabbi, Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan, has tshuvas about this, that the rabbi has the right to sell the chametz of the balabatim even without the shlichas. The rabbi has the right to sell it based on Zochel Yodim Shaloi Befonov. That's a big diun in Achreinim. Yitzchak Hanan coined an expression, Zochel Yodim Arminon, Zochel Mei Yodim Loi Arminon. You only say Zochen Liyodim. If I want to give you a gift and you're not here, I give the gift to someone who is here to be kind on your behalf, that's Zochen Liyodim, Shalei Befanav. You're kind on Maton on behalf of the person who's not here. What if the person is not here? There's a Meshugana who wants to buy the Gemara for $1,000. $1,000, you can buy 10 sets of Gemaras. So, and you're not here to sell it to the Meshugana. So can I sell the Gemara to the Meshugana? It's not my Gemara, it's your Gemara. So the Ramah says that it's okay, and the Ksais HaChoshen has this Harashbo in the Dorim, that you don't say Zochen Meyodim. The Ksais has this Chiddush, you don't say Zochen Meyodim. Yes, Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan has a long tshuva where he says you do say Zochen Meyodim. So the rabbi even has the right to sell the chametz on behalf of the balabatim who forgot to ask him. If they're not religious balabatim, so it's not considered a schus, they're not interested in selling the chametz. But if they're religious people, they just forgot, they were busy sitting shiva or something, just forgot to ask the rabbi to sell the chametz. So Yitzchak Hanan says, you have the ability to sell the chametz of the balabatim, even those who forgot to ask you to sell. Yeah, it could be, yeah. It depends on a lot of things, right? Okay. It's related to that too. Okay. Yeah. We hold like Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan. This issue is Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan. He's the Mar Dasman, so we follow him. Yeah. No, the Ramos says you can be mafresh shuma for someone else, even though he didn't appoint you as a shliach. So the Ktzai Sachesh and Tainas against the Ramos. How can you say that? That's like Zochen Meyodim. You're taking away the truma from the farmer, and you're declaring that it belongs to the Shevet Kahuna. So the Ktzais Tainas, he claims there's a Rashbo in the Dorim that you cannot be mafresh trumas on behalf of someone else unless the someone else appointed you as a shaliach. But if he didn't appoint you as a shaliach, then it's you don't say zochen meyodim. You only say zochen liyodim to acquire ownership of a gift. You can't take away from someone. And the Chazanish claims there never was such a Rashbo. The Ktzais misread the Rashbo. All the hashgachas in Eretz Yisrael are based on the assumption of the Ramah. Because when the storekeeper or the wine company appoints someone from the Rabbanut or someone from the Badatz as a shliach to be mafresh Trumas and Maisris, so he has Paris in the store today. What about the Paris that he buys tomorrow, and day after tomorrow, day after tomorrow, and the grapes that he gets tomorrow, day after? So every day when he gets new grapes, he has to appoint the Mashgiach again as a Shliach to be Mafresh Trumas Maisris. He doesn't keep on appointing him. So how could today's appointment as a Shliach, how can that work for the Dovashla Baliyalim? He didn't have tomorrow's vegetables. They didn't even grow yet. I appoint them as a shliach, and then they grow new vegetables next year, and the same shliach is mafresh chumas and maizes for years and years and years. How can I appoint them as a shliach to be mafresh chumas and maizes, and the pears that didn't grow yet? So the Ramah says it's based on zochen liyadam shleiv b'fon. And the Ktzai says that you can't say zochen liyadam for hafrashes chumas and maizes. So the Chazon Ish writes there never was such a Rashbo. The Ktzai misunderstood the Rashbo. He never said that. He certainly can't say zochen liyadam. That's why Bitzko Hanan has that tshuva also. Bitzko Hanan has tshuvas on Arachayim. They really don't have too much to do with Arachayim. And Hilchas Pesach, he has the tshuvas about Zochem Eyadom. Then he has other things really have not very little to do with Arachayim.
He says that the Rashba is misunderstood. Chazon Ish also uses that approach, that the Rashba is understood?
I think so. I think he also says the Ktzai misunderstood the Rashba. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yes?
You don't assume that a person, like Rama, you look like Girushin, and a person wanted to do the mitzvah, he sells Amit, so we can sell it for him?
Yeah, that's Zachen Li Adam Shalai Bifanov. So that's the question. Do you allow Zachen Me Adam?
No, that's also Me Adam. We're giving him a get, yes, he's like the Tuvana.
No, we pressure him, we beat him up till he says, I want to give the get. So the Rambam asked the question, how is that good? But he said he does want to give. An hour ago he said he does want to give a get. The Rambam says the true self really wants to give the get. So when he gives a get and he says, I want to give the get, that's the truth. He does want to give the get. But over here, he didn't even ask him. The rabbi just goes and sells the chametz for the balbatim. So here it's based on Zoch and Liyadim. There it's based, the husband himself said, I want to give the get. But the question is that really what he says? We beat him up till he said that. We should discount it. So the answer is no. When we beat him up and he says, I want to give the get, that's his true self speaking. And when an hour ago he said he doesn't want to give the get, that was a pseudo-personality. That wasn't his real self. So in that case, the husband says, I want to give the get, then he gives the get. That's fine. But over here, he doesn't say anything. So the answer is, Zochen Mei Odom. We rely on Zochen Mei Odom. Some Achreinim have a Chumrah. The Pchor Shor, HaMaseches Pesachim, has a Chumrah. That you shouldn't rely on Mechiras Chametz for Chametz Bien. Why? Because Bal Yerua Bayimotze is a din deraisa, and there's a Gemara in Shabbos. In case anybody forgot, we're learning Shabbos this year. So Kuflam Ates, Omen Beis, there is a Gemara Masecha Shabbos, but the Gemara says we only permit Harama and Dinim Derabonim, we don't permit Harama and Dinim deraisa. So the Pchor Shor has this Chiddush, he says, to sell Chametz to a Goy, the whole thing is a Harama. Harama means a legal fiction, it's legal. But basically, I have a half a box of macaroni, have a half empty box of Wheaties. I don't have a grocery store. Under normal circumstances, I don't sell a half a box to a goy. The whole thing is a harama. The whole thing is a legal fiction. It's legal. So are you permitted to use a legal fiction? So the Pchor Shor quotes this Gemara. We only permit harama and dinam derabon. We don't permit harama and dinam deraisim. So he says, the Rabbi Natam says in the first Tosis in Pesachim, on the first daf, he says in the first daf in Elo Avram also, that Bal Yeroah, by Taruvus Chametz is only the Rabbon. Bal Yeroah, by Matzian Chametz Bien is the Raisa. It's only Taruvus Chametz is the Rabbon. So to sell Chametz Bien is a Harama on a Dindir Raisa, on Bal Yeroah, by Matzian. To do a Harama, to do Mechiras Chametz, on Taruvus Chametz, we can rely on the Rabbi Natam that the Bal Yeroah by Mas is only the Rabbanon, to permit Harama on a Bal Yeroah the Rabbanon.
Wasn't that Gemara a combination of Issa Rabbanon and the Talmud Chacham doing it?
Yeah. So the problem is the whole Gemara is not talking at all about Harama in the sense of a legal fiction. The Gemara means a different thing. The Gemara means a different thing. The Gemara is talking about a Talmid Chacham goes on a ferry to go to the other side. So that's Gzeira d'Rabbanan. Ain't shotan up pnei hanor. You're not allowed to row a boat. You're not allowed to see another boat that's being rowed to the other side of the river. So there was a Talmid Chacham who would make believe. He knew that the ferry goes across the river every hour on the hour. So he went to the ferry and he was sitting and he took a nap. He made believe he took a nap on the ferry. And then the goy came and he drove the ferry to the other side, no charge. Every hour on the hour they go to the other side. Then the Talmud Chacham makes believe that he just woke up on the other side. So the Talmud Chacham absolutely violated the Issa de Rabbanon. Vein shatan apnei hanor. But he made it look like an accident. So you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. So the Gemara says basically, a gzera de Rabbanon should never apply to a Talmud Chacham. Because he knows what's also what's mutter. What are you going to tell me? I'm not allowed to do this because it may lead to that. I know that you're not allowed to do, and this I know you are allowed to do. But if you'll permit the Talmid HaChachamim to violate all the gzeres, because they understand what's also what's mutter, so every time Dick and Harry will think, I'm also Talmid HaChachamim, I don't have to observe the gzeres either. So we don't allow the Talmid HaChachamim to violate the gzeres, but even though the whole reason for the gzeres doesn't apply to him, he knows what's also what's mutter. But if he makes it look like an accident, so no one will learn from him to violate the Gzera Rabbanon. He made believe that he fell asleep on the boat. He made believe that he woke up when the ferry reached the other side of the river. So if you make believe that it happened by itself, you made believe that you didn't really want to violate it, so by an Issa de Rabbanon we permit it because it's only a loy plug. By an Issa de Raisa, you don't allow it. He's outright violating an Issa de Raisa. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. But the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is not talking about Harama in the sense of a legal fiction. It's the same word, Harama, but it has a totally different connotation. So what's Taka the Din? Do you permit Harama? Do you permit a legal fiction? Do you permit Harama with respect to Dinam Daraisa, Dinam Darabanam? So that's the Taisus and Bechoris and Gimel and Beis that we mentioned before. There always was an institution of selling Behemah HaMavakeres, to sell a cow that's about to give birth the first time. It's a 50-50 chance it may give birth to a zachar. Give birth to a zachar, have kedushas b'char be'emet Torah, and you won't be able to use it for anything. It's kachim kalim. B'char is kachim kalim, le'nenu v'lo ma'olim. So the Rishonim instituted a practice recommendation, you should dafke sell a shutfus to the goy in order to avoid violation of the Issa Me'ila, in order to avoid violation of the Issa of Shchut Yichutz. If you're not going to make a Shutfus with the Goy, you're going to fall in. So Tosfos says, but how can we recommend this? But in the Gemara it says that there was an Amora who lived after the Churban HaBayis. Not HaBayis, you're not supposed to make a Shutfus with the Goy. You're supposed to bring in as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So you're not supposed to do a Harama to avoid fulfillment of a Mitzvah. But in the days of the Amoraim, one of the Amoraim made a Shutfus with the Goy, the kolu kule chevosim, and he was nishman hashamayim, and all of his animals died. So how do we do this practice? We sell the shutfus to the goy. The Gemara says we're going to be punished because of this. So Tosfos explains, no. In the days of the Gemara, they had the ability to stick their hand inside the rechem of the behemah hamavakeres and to make a mum before the animal would be born. So if you have a shutfus akum, if you make a shutfus for the goy, so there's no din of b'chor at all. Neither the din of korban nor the din of matnas kahuna. So in the days of the Amoraim, in the days of the early Amoraim, that they knew how to stick their hands in to make a mum, it's better to do that, harama. Make a mum in the b'chor before it's born. So you won't have any problems. You're not allowed to make a mum after it's born. It already has kedushas b'chor. Before it's born, it does not have the b'chor is kaddish. Meirecha means after it's born, not in the rechem. In the rechem, it's not yet kaddish. So since it's not yet kaddish, are you permitted to make a mum? So if you make a mum, it'll only cancel the din of korban. You won't have to wait till it gets another mum. It already has a mum, but it'll still be a matnas kahuna. So the days of the Gemara, when it was easier, much easier to make a mum in the uber before it's born, so do that rather than sell a shutfus to the akum. If you make a shutfus to the akum, you cancel even the matnas kahuna. So the coin gets nothing. Because Manazet Tyson says that we don't know how to do that trick, to stick your hand in and to make a mum before the uber is born. It's much too difficult today. So today we recommend to make a shutfus akum, because if we're not going to make a shutfus akum, someone's going to violate an Issa. Someone's either going to violate the Issa Me'ila Behegdish, Leinen V'Lamoylem on Kachim Kalim, or someone's going to violate by mistake the Issa Shchut Yichut. Someone's going to shecht it before he gets a mum. So Tosfos says the guideline is, the klal is, when do you permit harama, when do you not permit harama? You don't permit harama to pati yourself from a mitzvah. Bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayam, you're not permitted to make a shutfus akum, because in the normal course of events, you'll be makriv it on the mizbeach. In the early days of the early Amoraim, where they knew how to make a mum, so make a mum in the uber before it's born, don't make a shutfus akum, make a shutfus akum there isn't even a din of matnas kahuna. If there's a shutta sakna, there isn't even matnas kahuna. If you just make a mum, you will fulfill the mitzvah. B'chor bein matar is one of the chof dalid matnas kahuna, so at least you have that mitzvah. Mizmanazel, we don't know how to make a mum. So we allow you and we encourage people to make a shutva sakum. The harama, the legal fiction, is because we're afraid we're going to violate some issa. That's the klal. You're permitted to do a harama if you're afraid someone's going to, if that's to prevent people from violating an issa. But if it's to become pata from a mitzvah, that's not right. You're not allowed to do harama to pata yourself from a mitzvah. So what do we do, let's say, by mechiras chametz? So usually we sell 99% of the chametz and we save 1% that we destroy, we burn it. So we are in fulfillment of the mitzvah. We fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu on the 1% of the chametz. But it's a bigger mitzvah to burn 100 units of chametz as opposed to 1 unit of chametz. No, mitzvah is to dispose of, to destroy the last bit of chametz that you have, however much it happens to be. So I sell 99% of the chametz, I retain 1%, then I burn the chametz. So the selling of the chametz was in order to avoid violation of Bal Yoreh by Matzah. It wasn't to pata me from the mitzvah of Tashbis. Mitzvah of Tashbis I'm going to fulfill. I'll destroy the last 1% of chametz that I have. But let's say, as opposed to selling Mechiras HaKarka and Eretz Yisrael Fishnas HaShmito, there's a mitzvah says, V'shav Sahara Shabbos LaShem. Any farmer in Eretz Yisrael who owns a farm has a mitzvah to leave the farm fallow in Shnas HaShmito, not to do Avodas HaKarka. So if he's going to make a kinyan to the Nochri, going to sell a land to a Nochri, and you're going to rely on Yesh kinyan, the Nochri, l'hafkiya, miyad shmita, b'zman hazek, ha-shmita is only the Rabbanon. That's what the whole Het HaMechira is based on, in the 1600s, when the Sfardish Gedolim. So it's based on the assumption that shmita, b'zman hazek, is only the Rabbanon, miyesh kinyan, the Nochri, l'hafkiya, from the din of the Rabbanon. So that's not right. You're doing a legal fiction. You're not interested in selling the land to an Arab. We would prefer not to. We're doing a legal fiction, we're going to buy it back after Shemitah. We pick an Arab who's on our side, who wants to sell it back to us. We don't sell it to an Arab who's going to keep it. So the whole thing is only a legal fiction to avoid fulfillment of a mitzvah. So that's not right. To avoid fulfillment of a mitzvah, that's not right. That's what the Chazon Ish was waging a whole campaign, b'shaito, that they shouldn't rely on the Het HaMechira. The Het HaMechira was developed in the 1600s, and then in the late 1800s, when the Jews started moving back to Eretz Yisrael, so the first Shemitah, there was one kibbutz, Maskeret Batya, that was named after Rothschild's mother. Her name was Beatrice, and her Yiddish name was Batya. So when Baron Rothschild visited Eretz Yisrael, he saw that there's such frum at Balabatim on Maskeret Batya. Now I don't think there are hardly any Shomer Shabbos there at all now. But at the time that it was originally founded, Maskeret Batya, they were all Shomer Shabbos, and he used to learn every morning, he used to daven. He's very impressed, and he gave them permission to use his mother's name. They should name the kibbutz, that was his chus. They should name the kibbutz after his mother, because she was a religious woman. So the first meet, they listened to the badats, they didn't sell a karka, they didn't rely on the Het HaMechira. And that was the only Jewish kibbutz, so there was no Het HaMechira. But that Shemitah, everything went wrong. Some of the behemoths died, and some of the children got sick. I think some of the children died, and it was gefelach. So then they realized they have no choice. They have to have a Het HaMechira. So the badats didn't. So the badats told them, badats in Yerushalayim, Eidah Haredes, told them, go to the Rav in Haifa. He'll do the Het HaMechira. So the Rav in Yafo. So the Rav in Yafo did the Mechira for them, and then when he passed away, then Rav Kook moved to Eretz Yisrael, he took over the job. So that was part of the job. Whoever's the Rav in Yafo traditionally has to take care of the Het HaMechira. Rav Kook didn't invent it, and the one before him in Yafo didn't invent it either. It was from the 1600s, this Het HaMechira. So that was, the Chazon Ish was opposed to the Het HaMechira. So people always ask, what's the difference? You do Mechiras Chametz, so what's the difference in Mechiras Chametz? It's also a legal fiction. What's the difference in Mechiras Chametz? So the Chazon Ish couldn't formulate it well. So the Rav from Kome Meyut at that time was Mendelssohn, and after he passed away, his son was Mendelssohn, was the Rav from Kome Meyut. He passed away, I think, 2-3 years ago. So the father, Mendelssohn, gave this distinction with the Tosfos in the beginning of Pcheres. There's a difference between a harama to pati yourself from a mitzvah as opposed to harama to avoid violation of a loy sesi. So the Chazon Ish liked it. He said, yeah, he thinks that's the hesbah. Intuitively, the Chazon Ish was opposed to the Het HaMechira, but he couldn't formulate why is it different from Mechiras Chametz. So when Rabbi Mendelssohn from Kama Miyut formulated, so he liked that formulation.
Prusbul
is a harama. Yes, Prusbul is a harama. Why did they allow the harama? So the Gemara says the motivation to make Prusbul was because he saw that they were violating Layer Levavcha. How does the pasuk say? And you won't want to lend money to the aniyim because you know he's not going to be able to pay after Shemitah comes to a close. So the people were violating that law. So because the Prusbul was in order to prevent people from violating the Aver. So to do a harama to avoid violation of an Aver, that's okay. To do a harama, a legal fiction, in order to pati yourself from a mitzvah, that's not okay. That's the difference.
Chazanish was against the Midrash of
Shemitah at that point? Yeah. He also agreed that Shemitah was only the Rabban. So because the Chazanish was machma not to use the Heta Mechira, so that's where he came up. He had to make life livable. So the Chazanish came up with a lot of kulas in Hilcha Shemitah. And Rav Kook didn't hold from his kulas. Rav Kook held a lot of chumras. Rav Kook said, sell the field to the guy. Rely on the Heta Mechira.
And the star for the Heta Mechira was because of the Rabban, wasn't it? That you could do this harama, meaning did they disagree with this
chiluk? No, the whole mechira, the whole harama, only the whole in the 1600s when they developed this idea, it was all based on the Gemara in the end of Perek HaShaleach, in the end of the fourth Perek in Gittin, that the Gemara says if you sell a field to a goy, ain kinyan anochah beretz yisrael hafkia mead trumas hamaisus. Even though the field belongs to a goy, if I buy the peres, the fruits or the vegetables from the goy, I'm still obligated to be mafrish trumas hamaisus. So the Gemara says that's only in Eretz Yisrael proper, but in Surya, since Surya is only Kibush Yachid, it's only Chayv and Shumas Amaisis Midrabbanon. So there we paskan like the Tanoim in the Mishnah is that Yesh Kinyan Anochir B'Surya LaHavkia. So the Gedolim in the 1600s said that even in Eretz Yisrael proper, it's only Deraisa for Shumas Amaisis, but for Shemitah it's only the Rabbanon. So Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael be the same as Shumas Amaisis in Surya. Whenever the whole mitzvah of Pluy Bar, it's only Medir Rabbanon, so then you say, Yesh Kinyan HaHavkiyah. That's what the whole Heta Mechira was based on. Based on the Gemara, in the last daf in Perek HaShalech, that with respect to Din and the Rabbanon, the Din is that Yesh Kinyan HaNochri Be'eretz Yisrael HaHavkiyah Mi'ad Mitzvah HaPluy Bar.
What does it have to do with HaRamah?
No, because in the normal course of events, I wouldn't be selling the field to a non-Jew. I'm not interested in selling it to the non-Jew. The only motivation to sell it is to avoid fulfilling these mitzvahs of Trumas and Maisus and Shemitah. So that's called the Harama.
And what did the other side say that claim? So they didn't have that problem?
Which the other side? I lost track already, going back and forth.
Were matir,
yeah.
So what did they think of that taina?
The taina that you're doing a Harama to pati yourself from a mitzvah?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a starker taina. A very stark at time.
Is there a mitzvah to cancel your loans before Shemitah also?
There is a mitzvah. Shamot kabal mashay adam. Yeah, there is a mitzvah.
For Prusbul, what is it because his motivation was?
Hillel's motivation to introduce Prusbul and to be mefarsim, the whole idea of Prusbul, because he saw that people were violating the law. So what motivated the whole takana was that people are going to violate the law.
So
tell them to observe it, but they won't observe it. We know they won't observe it. They're going to violate it otherwise. Okay, so that's the question. Is that called the harama to avoid violation of a loy sasei? Because we know they're going to violate it. You say no, tell them not to violate it.
But the loans also, you could tell them not to violate
it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's true, I'm not in the business of selling half bucks of Cheerios.
Yeah, yeah. But the whole thing is clearly a legal fiction. We sell it and we buy it back. The guy doesn't keep it.
Because sometimes he doesn't want to pay. I used to sell $100,000 worth of hummus. But I would be very happy if the guy kept it. It would be the best deal.
He would pay you.
I would have given him a discount, yes.
Okay. Okay.
But, you know, they picked the wrong guy. He
didn't want to go into your business, yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's the issue. Really? That's the issue. Yes.
How did the Chazanish know that the mitzvah of Shemitah's karka is to let the mitzvah says have every inch of land rest? Maybe it's like maybe it's like maybe it's like chometz. It's only even if you have a little bit of land of your land rest, then that's sufficient.
The Pashtus in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first parak is that there is such an essay. You should let whoever has a field should let the whole field rest.
Not just part of it.
Shabbos Lashem. Yeah, even in the kibbutzim, with the Mizrahi kibbutzim, where they do rely on Tehet Mechira, they always leave over one parcel of land, as symbolically that they're not using the Tehet Mechira for that. So they're fulfilling the mitzvah on the little piece of land. But the Chazon Ish understood based on the Gemara that the essay is on every piece of land. Whoever, or any farmer who owns land in Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos Zohar, Shabbos Lashem. The farmer has a mitzvah saseh. In addition to the Lois saseh, not to do Avodas HaKarka, Sot Chalasizvah, Kamachal Lasizmah, there's a Kiyom HaMitzvah, the Kiyom HaSeh, Shabbos Zohar, Shabbos Lashem, on every inch of land.
It's not just like doing a larger mitzvah versus doing the mitzvah on a similar scale?
That's a question of judgment, is it or isn't it? Yeah, so the Chazon Ish held Natsa, Chazon Ish held Natsa, every piece of land is a mitzvah.
That's what they were compared to Jesus
found. Yes, yes. Pasha Pshat is that every piece of land, yeah.
Okay, is that the feelish of violating sin?
Trying
to find something
that he's doing, trying to avoid doing the mitzvah. Right. So he was
describing
the tefillah between legal fiction and with the Talmud Chacham, that he really shouldn't really be built there on him at all. So he wasn't even really doing the level of legal fiction. But someone has been. It was illegal. It was totally illegal.
Right.
But since he's a Tzur Medrabban, he knows what Tzas Nalat Mutter, so it doesn't really make sense. The Gzerishin shouldn't really apply to him, but we have no choice. We're going to let him violate it. So everyone's going to violate it. But if Tzur Medrabban makes it look like an accident, so we won't say, and he won't say, and shut. No one will know.
So maybe the real legal fiction, though, it would apply to their action. It would work for their action.
Yeah, yeah. The Gemara is not talking at all about legal fiction. The Gemara is talking illegal. Mamish Bavera. But we allow it to a Rabbanon. Yeah. So the Pashtus is, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lametez is not at all talking about legal fictions. The whole Chor Shor, that he quoted that Gemara, that you should only allow Mechiras Chametz on Taruas, not on Bien. The whole Mokra in the Gemara is a Torah. The Gemara is not talking about what we call Haram, a legal fiction.
And so when we start talking about whether the Chametz is in or not, so some people are asking that it should only work if the Chametz is the Torah, it's not the in. But according to Rebbe, you really work even if the Chametz is the end.
Right, right. So Rav Soloveitchik every year would always be mefarsim this. He would tell it to the Balabatim, not only boys in Yeshiva, he would tell it to the Balabatim of Boston and New York. He would tell everybody, you shouldn't rely on Mechiras Chametz when it's chametz bien, unless you have a grocer has a grocery store full of chametz, so he has no choice. So then he said you should make a shtar mechira prati. You should make a separate shtar mechira. You shouldn't rely on the shtar mechira klali to make a separate shtar mechira if you have chametz bien. But then that's what mechira's chametz was instituted for grocers to have a grocery store. So that we do permit. Look, as a parnasa, what's he going to do with all that chametz? A schnapps. If you have a liquor shop, so of course we permit mechiras chametz on all the schnapps and the liquor shop.
The Talmud Chacham, if he asks a shaila, can I make believe I'm going to sleep? They tell him no.
He should know the Gemara on his own. We won't tell him. Yeah, if he doesn't know, then he's on a tzur from the Rabbanim. He has to know on his own. So if he doesn't say anything, we won't say anything.
Just like the Gemara, like the Mon, can't we say that Hetta Mechira is really a? Not how Rama to prevent an issur, because in theory I could just throw out all my chametz, but by doing this hetter mechira, I'm able to get my chametz back, so it's a benefit for me. Versus, and similarly, like by the Mum case, the reason why they were allowed to just be have a shutfus with the guy was only because they didn't know how to make the Mum. But if they knew how to make the mum, then they would have to make the mum because there's less benefit now. Meaning,
you wouldn't be mevatla mitzvah of matnas kahuna.
So here, though, there's another way out to prevent the iser.
What's the other way out?
To just give to
throw the chametz out.
Throw the chametz out.
Or give it to the guy. Sell it to the guy permanently. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, now it's haram to get back.
Yeah, so what are you telling me? We shouldn't permit the harama.
So therefore, it's not harama to prevent an iser, because the iser can be prevented otherwise. It's just harama to really not have a hesed. No.
It's a harama. isn't that a that's a harama, no? That's a harama on the din of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. Yeah. I'm using a legal fiction. I'm selling to a guy. In the normal course of events, I wouldn't sell to the guy and buy it back. That's totally abnormal.
But the whole harama by the b'chor is only because if we don't do the harama, so now there's going to be a b'chor in my...
Someone for sure is going to violate a nisa. We're afraid someone sure. So we recommend, we encourage people to do the harama to protect themselves, to prevent themselves from violating a nisa.
But here, if we don't do the harama, no one's going to necessarily do a nisa. We just get rid of the chametz another way. Haram is only a way that we there are different ways to get rid of the chametz, and we choose to do the haram way to get rid of the chametz only because it benefits us in the long run.
So that's the question: is that proper? Are you allowed to use a legal fiction to make money, to save money, not to lose money? That's the halacha. Tashbisu, whatever chametz you have $10,000 worth of chametz, you should destroy all of it. Isn't that the pasuk in the Torah? Tashbisu. So that's the question: why do we permit this haram? In Shulchan Aruch they discuss it. If a Jew lends money to another Jew, he makes a heter iska. Make a heter iska, but there's a mitzvah to do a milas chesed, to lend them without charging interest. So how are you allowed to do? How are you allowed to do a harama? Or the Torah says you should see to it that when a person is getting old and he knows he's going to die, he should see to it. He should see to it that Yerusha goes over to the children and the proper seder. So the man is going to make a tzavoy where he's going to see to it that his daughter is going to get an equal share to the sons, or get a certain share. That's against the din haTorah. So that's a haram, and that's a legal fiction. He makes it legally binding. He makes kinyonim and his chayvesin, but it's against the mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah says the mitzvah is the Yerusha should go to the sons. So there in Hilchas Yerusha and Choshem Mishpat, on the bottom of the page, they have this long discussion. How do we permit... making a tzavut to change the laws of the Torah that the daughter should get part of the Yerusha? How do we permit shtar heter iska? How do we allow all these things? If you don't allow haroma, andinim deraisa. So it's a difficult discussion. Yeah.
So when we tell the Rav about selling our chametz, should we delineate him where exactly it is for the sake of the kinyan chatzar?
Yeah. He's supposed to write where the chametz is, because the rabbi is going to rent... Rabbi's going to rent that room, and then through a kinyachos, he's going to be makna. That's going to be one of the six kinyan. So he's supposed to say which room? Correct.
If it's in a specific cabinet.
Okay. You should write in the cabinet, in the kitchen, whatever. You should write where? Yeah.
And so you mentioned that ideally the rabbi should sell it before we do tashbisu, but that's it.
Yeah.
So then, as if like it would be in the kind of thing, kind of net.
Chazanish thought that the essay is on every piece of land. You're not just here to the essay because you have a farm. All the farms that belong to you should be left fallow during Shnas HaShemitah.
Saying it is an exact parallel to the China that you sold the land before Shemitah. So now when Shemitah comes, you are leaving, you know, fallow the land, all the land that you have.
Yeah, but that's a harama to pati yourself from a mitzvah. In the normal course of events, no Jew in Eretz is interested in selling any land to an Arab. The only reason why I sold it to the Arab is in order to avoid the mitzvah of Shav Sarah Shabbos Lashem. So that's not right to do. To do a harama, to pati yourself from a mitzvah, is not right.
So even here, the rabbi does sell it before, and then the person does touch pizza, really, it does seem still problematic. It's still just a parallel situation. And even if the rabbi sold it before, now you are doing touch pizza, but you're still not really doing touch pizza.
So that's the question. Maybe if I destroyed the last bit of chametz that I own, I fulfilled touch pizza, bishlay musa.
Why should we even call it?
Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. So the Torah says, V'shav so Shabbos Lashem, all of Eretz Yisrael should rest. So if I have a big farm, and I'm going to sell 99% of the farm to the Nochri, and 1% I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah, but the rest of the 99% is crying, what about me? So why don't you do the mitzvah on me? You should leave all of the land fallow. But here the chametz is not going to cry. There's no Kedusha to the chametz. If a person doesn't have chametz and doesn't eat chametz all year long, so tov, so he has no problems. If he happens to have chametz, he has to dispose of it. He has to destroy it. So if he has 100 units of chametz and he sells 99 to the guy, and he destroys the last 1%, so gesundheit. I don't think the mitzvah is made fatter or bigger. You're not going to get more levyosin because you burnt 100 pieces of chametz as opposed to one piece of chametz. The last piece of chametz that you have, you burn it. So you had the full schar. If you sell everything to the nochi, you don't destroy anything. So then you did a harama, you sold to the goy. In the normal course of events, you're not selling to the goy. Sold to the goy, and you didn't do the mitzvah. But you sold 99% of the chametz, and you fulfilled the mitzvah of tashbisa on the 1%. So you did your mitzvah. It's not a bigger mitzvah if you have more chametz to destroy. So bal tashchis, why should you burn more than is absolutely necessary?
Some rabbis have a separate shtar so that you sell the room or half the house or the whole house, so you don't have to do bedikah, so you don't own it at all.
Yeah, that's not right. That's not right. Bedikas chametz is a takonim and there are abundance. So if you have a house with 20 rooms, so you're supposed to do bedikas chametz on 20 rooms. So you rent 18 rooms to the goy 2 days before. So when it comes Leil Yudalid, you only own 2 rooms, and the other 18 rooms you rented to the goy. So that's mamash haharama. The goy's not going to use the apartment. That's mamash haharama to pati yourself from the mitzvah.
But you aren't doing. Is it a bigger mitzvah of bedikah to go like 20 rooms than 10 rooms? You are
probably not. Yeah, I mean, as long as he leaves a little bit, as long as he leaves a couple of rooms, and he's not going to be there. He's not going to use the 18 rooms. Right. No. Okay. There's room to argue the point. Yeah. The question is: the 500 balabatim, can they rely on the rabbi that he sold the chametz, or do they have to call him up to ask him whether he sold the chametz? 11 o'clock in the morning. There's money, so chametz. They should all call the rabbi. Yes, did you sell a chametz? So the Gemara in Erevin has a discussion. Do you have the right to assume chazaka, ruba de leisa kamon, shaliach osir shlichusai, or no? There's no such chazaka, shaliach osir shlichusai. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that with respect to dinim deraisa, you should not rely on chazaka, shaliach osir shlichusai. With respect to dinim derabbanan, you can rely. What's a din derabbanan? Let's say, eruvi chatzeris, or eruvi tchumin. To go chutz l'tchum. So I ask someone, please make an Erev Tchumen for me, because I have to go to shul tomorrow morning, and the shul is chutz l'tchum. So if you didn't call me back, I have no telephone, Eruv Tchumen is only the Rabbanan. Eruv Chatzer is to be permitted to carry an Erev Shusayochid, Takana Shalom HaMelech, you need Eruv Chatzer. So when you get to Din the Rabbanan, that's the context of Masechus Erevin. When you get to Din of the Rabbanan, like Eruv Chatzer, Eruv Tchumen, you can rely on the Chazokah, and the Ruba Deleisa Kamon, not Shliach Oso Shlichusa. With respect to dinim derais, cannot rely on the chazaka shliach osa shlichusa. All the 500 balavatim have to call the rabbi in their place. He won't be able to do anything. He won't be able to move. The phone is going to be ringing all day long. He has to tell all the 500 balavatim that he sold the chametz. Rav Chaim Oizer writes that the minig was for many years that the rabbi is salaried, but when it came to Mechiras Chametz, he used to give the rabbi another $10 to sell a chametz. What did he give him? Another $10? Everybody gave him some money. The rabbis used to make a few extra dollars when they did the Mechiras Chametz. Why did they give him extra money? So he said, maybe this, he's guessing. And Achiezer, he writes in the Tshuva, maybe this is the reason why. So the rabbi will realize that he has to be more serious over here. The Gemara says, for sure, there's a Mishnah Menachos that says, on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, there used to be makriv, the Minchas Ha'omer in the Beis HaMikdash. And after they brought the Minchas Ha'omer, people all over the world are permitted to eat Chodesh. Up until the makriv Minchas Ha'omer, you're not allowed to eat Chodesh. And the Ha'omer is Matiras HaChodesh Ba'Medina. Everyone's allowed to eat Chodesh now. So the Mishnah says, I don't know what time they were makriv Minchas Ha'omer, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. It should be before sunrise. Could have been Matar Minchas Ha'omer. But by Chatzos, for sure, it's taken care of. The Mishnah says, because Ein Bezdin Misatzlim Medovit. Beznagodl is not going to dilly dally more than Chatzai Sayyam. Strictly speaking, you can bring the Minchas Ha'omer in the afternoon also. So the Gemara says, don't you see from the Mishnah Chazaka Shlichos Shlichusai? Because the Mishnah says, Mechatzai Sayyam Yelech, the Jews all over the world, Mechatzai Sayyam Yerushalayim time. The Rambam writes that different time zones. So if you live to the east or to the west of Yerushalayim, you have to figure out when is Chatzai Yerushalayim time. And then you have the right to assume that Zman HaMikdosh, the Minchas Ha'omer, was taken care of for sure by Chatzos. Why? Because Ein Bezdin Misatzlim Medovit. How do you know? If you can't rely on Chazaka Shlichos Shlichusa, and Chodesh is an Issa Deraisa, so you're not supposed to rely on the Chazaka with respect to Dinam Deraisa. So the Gemara says, no, the Bezdin HaGadol are extremely reliable. So that's the klal in the Gemara. If the shliach is an extremely reliable individual, then you can rely on chazaka shliach osa shlichusai, even with respect to a din deraisa. And if he's not a reliable person, you can't rely on him to get the din d'rabbanan. And if he's average fellow, not overly, not super reliable, and not a shlemiel, and not a shlemazel, then we distinguish between a din d'oraisa and din d'rabbanan. So Rabbi Moses suggests maybe that's why the minhag developed, that everybody gave the rabbi a few extra dollars for the purpose of mechiras chametz. So if the sale doesn't go through, then the rabbi has to give back all the money. So it's in the best interest of the rabbi to hustle and to make sure that he does sell the chametz to the goy, bizmana, otherwise he has to give back all the money. So they don't want to give back the money. Maybe that makes them like the Bez Nagodl. He said maybe that's the reason why. Otherwise, every balabas has to call up the rabbi and ask him, did you sell the chametz?
Why don't they just do like a simile? They had in the time of Bizmir, there's like, you know, they have the total. Okay.
The rabbi should have a number or something. Just send out an email.
Yeah.
To all the balabatim, we have sold your chametz. Your chametz has been taken care of. Yeah. That's right. That's right. No, that's a decha nami
b'Yisurim, huh? In Yeshiva, the doctor say there is no fee for the people in the dorms who want to sell chametz. So
uh-huh. You got a problem then? Okay. There was a big machlekes in the early 1800s. People didn't travel to California, to Eretz Yisrael. Big machlekes, if a person travels a little bit to the east and a little bit to the west, they realize that the sun rises earlier in the east and it rises later in the west. So the shaila was, you have to sell the chametz when it's still mutabanoh. The last hour before Chatzos is also Manon Midrabanon. So does it depend on where the Chometz is located? Does it depend where the owner is located? Let's say the owner goes to Eretz Yisrael. The Chometz is in New York. He goes to Eretz Yisrael. So Pesach is 7 hours earlier there. And the rabbi is going to sell the Chometz in New York at 10 o'clock, 10:30 in the morning. But by him it's already, the owner of the Chometz is in Eretz Yisrael. So it's already, there's Man Issa Chometz. So can the rabbi sell the Chometz for him or not? Or the Balabas went to California, and the Chometz is in New York. So right after Havdalah, Metzoy Pesach, the rabbi goes to the Goy and he buys back the Chometz. But this Balabas is in California. For him, Pesach is another 3 hours to go. So is it right that the rabbi is buying the Chometz back for the Balabas? The Balabas is going to be in violation of Bayurah, Bayimatzeh. So this was a machlokes the Gedolim had in the early 1800s. So the practice developed that whoever goes to the east or to the west has to have a separate shtar mechir. You sell it according to the earliest month and you buy it back according to the latest month to satisfy the both opinions. So you got to make sure that that the rabbi does that. The money has to be legal tender in that country. Pidyon Ma'aseh She'ni can only be on kesef. You can't use shavah kesef. So Israeli coins in America is shavah kesef because it's not recognized by the government as legal tender. It's only shavah kesef. In Eretz Israel, Israeli money is a legal tender. So that's a question. What if you have an Israeli coin in Eretz Israel and an American owns that coin? He wants to be Pidyon Ma'aseh She'ni in America on an Israeli coin in Eretz. Does it depend where the coin is, or does it depend where the person is? Does it depend where the Ma'aseh She'ni is? So the Gemara discusses it. So there are two girsas in the Gemara. There could have been theoretically three possibilities. Depends where the money is, where the Ma'aseh She'ni is, and where the person is doing the pidyon is. So there are two girsas. There are only two girsas. The Rambam and the Ravid have the machlokes. The rabbi says, I don't know, my Gemara doesn't say like that. So the machlekes, the Rambam and the rabbi, are the two girsas. Does it depend where the money is? Does it depend where the person is? So that's really the proper thing is to be machmer in both directions. You shouldn't use it. If it's an Israeli coin in America, a person spends time in Eretz Yisrael that he has a madbeah, a puta hamur that he brings back to America, so for sure you can't be paid a ma'aseh she'ni in America on the coin. The coin is in America, it's shavah kesef. But if the coin's in Eretz Yisrael and you're in America, that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. And the proper thing is not to do that either, not to be paid on such a coin either. Because according to half of the Rishonim, according to half of the Gersos and the Gemara, that's considered Shavah Kesef, it's not considered Kesef. Some people have a meaning not to eat kidneys on Pesach, some people have a meaning not to eat kibroks on Pesach. This is not a a personal minig that depends on, there's a minig ha-yochid, then there's a minig ha-kehila. If you belong to a kehila, which does need kitnias, so you can't be mataneder. There's a din. If a person has a personal, private minig, he can make a hataras nedar. But if it's a minig ha-kehila, a minig of the family, got to get the whole kehila to be mataneder. Can't have a person go be mataneder. Pashta says, let's say a person's family, they're Hasidim and they don't eat kibrox. And the Maisa Shoya and his sister married a Misnaged and now she does eat kibrox. And he's learning in the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, the only place to eat is by his sister. His sister's going to serve kibrox. So what does he do? So he can't be Mata Neder. He's not a Bala Neder. If it's a private minig, you can be Mata Neder. If it's a minig of the family, a minig of the kehil, he can't be Mata Neder. So the Dogel Mervava writes, Nadi Behuda writes in his comments on the side of the Aradeya, that the Pashtus is that whenever you have a minig toiv, it's built into the minig toiv that once in a while, when you get stuck, you're going to violate it. So that's self-understood. You don't need a hataras nedarim for once in a long while that you're going to have to violate the minig toiv. Let's say a person has a minig toiv, he stands during Chazaras HaShatz, he stands for Kriyas HaTorah. And he's not healthy today. He can barely stand now. So he doesn't need a hataras nedarim. He plans to continue to stand after he'll feel better, he'll continue to stand. Now there's a week or two that he can't stand, so he doesn't need a hataras nedarim for that. If he wants to imata mikol v'kol, then he need a hataras nedarim. But if it's not his minig, if it's a minig of the whole kehila, that you can't be mata neder on. Okay, but not tomorrow. We'll continue.
Like a Sephardi going home.
Yeah, he can convert to become a Sephardi.